Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And I ask you, friend, oh, what would you do? Well, if the hair was black and the eyes were blue. You see, I traveled around. I've been all over the world. And boys, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
And that is Galway Girl by Mundy and Sharon Shannon, a song regularly belted out at an Irish sing-song, no doubt. And today we want to know about your party piece. Is it Raglan Road? Is it Summertime? Is it Neil Diamond or the Dubliners you reach for when it comes to time to sing? Do you belt out Wagon Wheel, or do you prefer to make your audience a little bit teary with the green fields of France? Shea Byrne is here. Are you a Galway Girl singer?
I've been known to belt out Galway Girl, and Wagon Wheel is a great song for a sing song. The only problem is the verses are very complicated.
Yeah.
And that's a great tip. Unless you have great memory for lyrics, and especially if you've had a few lemonades, the lyrics can just stop midway. Have you ever seen that in a sing song?
Yeah, absolutely. Or someone whips out the phone and they're trying to find it, search for it, and the moment's gone, isn't it?
No, the phone's a disaster. That's one of my tips. Don't, for your party piece, learn it. Don't use the phone. It's okay if you're joining in with somebody and you want to join in the chorus. But I also think when you're looking down at your phone, it'll be with you in a second. People lose focus. They're not as excited that you're going to sing anymore.
You see, you say that everyone should have a party piece ready to go.
Well, I think what happens is if you're with people who who break into a sing song and you're from County Laois, and there's a lot of sing songs in County. I've been at a few. O'Loughlin's in Port Laois. Yeah. And yeah, I've been there late into the night with people singing songs. If as I go around the room, first of all, you'll get a sense of dread because you know it's coming to you next and you're going to have to say no. And people are like Mrs. Doyle. They'll keep asking you, go on, Claire, sing a song. Do you have a party piece, Claire, by the way?
You see, this is what I was going to say to you, right? My strategy is a very firm, I can't sing and I don't have a party piece and that's it. And I just wonder what your advice is for people who can't hold a tune.
See, that's not important. That is not
really
important. No, it's not. Oh, it's not. God. It's not important because what happens is you'll break the atmosphere and then you'll be asked constantly to sing. And they go, go on, Claire, please sing. And they just want, all you've got to do is make an
effort. I don't know. See, I don't agree with you. I think it's worse if you accept the invitation to sing and then you sound like a Preacon the Crow. Like, just, I just think, leave it, you know?
No, I think what my advice is, and I've plenty of friends who don't sing, but they have a party piece. So if you can't do a recitation or resuscitation, as my aunt calls it, and you haven't got a joke that you can tell, or a story that you can tell, or an impression of somebody, what you do is you find a song that everybody knows. Okay, so I was talking to Des Cattle about this morning, Daydream Believer. Now, there's a song that everybody knows, okay? And then you appeal for help, and there's always somebody in the room who's
Does he sing? Does Des sing?
Oh, Des is a great singer.
Is he?
Oh, Des is in high demand at a
sing
song.
Should have got Des in here with you.
Next time. But Porrick Lodge the other morning, I asked him, and he said the same thing as you did. He said, no, I'm out. If someone asks me to sing, I'm out. So if you learn a song that everybody knows and then appeal for help. So that's the first thing. You've got to set them up to that you can't sing because they don't want to be disappointed. Okay. So say, look, I don't sing because I haven't got a good voice, but I know the words, and if somebody will help me, I'll sing along with you.
Okay.
Well, then let them take over.
Here's a good one now that we're going to take a blast of. This is Sweet Caroline, and this is one where everybody will always join in.
Yeah. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
That's brilliant, right? Everyone loves that one. But I just have a fear. This would keep you awake at night now. Singing this with no instrumental in the background. You're on your own. Off you go.
Well, there's a couple of tips to that as well. So we go back to what we said about learning. If you learn the first verse of that and the chorus, you don't need to know the second verse because it gets warm starts touching warm and you get mixed up with the hands touching the hands and there can be all sorts of car crashes going on with the song. But it doesn't matter. You only learn the first verse and the chorus. You can sing the first verse again. And people don't mind.
Don't they?
No, they don't mind. You're not in a singing circle where everybody's a serious musician. You're late at night. You're at a round table at a wedding. There's red wine stained. contains, there's a cocktail sausage under the table, and there's a bit of wedding cake mashed into the table, and people are trying to sing. People will start Willie McBride, The Green Fields of France, and like Willie, it'll go totally out of order, and people will, it doesn't matter. You have to make the effort, and you'll add to the party,
there's
Claire.
There's time and a place, though, for a good ballad as well, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And
well,
everyone has to be really quiet and very serious and listen, and then somebody drops a glass and it all goes wrong.
That does happen. And then you'll get the great singer who will be self-deprecating and say, no, I won't sing. And then they sing and you're embarrassed to sing.
Oh, they're
after
the people you have to ask five times to sing.
Yes.
And then when they sing, they're absolutely fantastic.
But also those people sometimes have their song. Now, a good tip is to have two songs. I know we said have one song, but you have to have two songs.
Shay, the pressure.
But you go around the room and somebody sings your song just before you.
Okay.
Or worse than that, you start past the point of rescue and everybody starts looking at you. Siobhan is another turn away, and she always sings. That's Siobhan's
song.
Yeah. My mother would say about people that, you know, they used to go to Bohemians, to Dalymount, to the social part of that, and she'd say, oh, that's Jimmy's song or that's Joni's song.
Don't touch that one.
Don't touch that one. If you know it's somebody's song, don't do it. You'll be a social outcast.
And another one of your tips then is to keep it short.
Absolutely, find a short song. Even if it's a long song, just sing part of it, especially if it's a pop song. Obviously, you if you're going to sing Waltzing Matilda, then you know he has to make it back to watch the parade at the end. Otherwise, it's a disaster. He'll only make it as far as Gallipoli. Yeah, he has to make it back. All right, or Souffle Bay. So he has to make it back. But if you sing Daydream Believer or something from the Beatles, it doesn't really matter. But here's a great tip. Sing something Os Gaeilge. Especially if you've got people home or you're away abroad. When you're away, everybody thinks Irish people will sing and sing something heartfelt. You can sing about a little boat, my little boat gliding across the bay. If you think, O Roam of Aujine. O Roam of Aujine. If you give it the whole Seamus Begley, give it to Claire. If you give it the whole, yeah. Or Puckerbuilla, which is just about a mad goat.
Oh yeah, we have a blast of that. This is Sean O'Shea, Puckerbuilla.
In einen Husle ein Ronoman, wenn Sager Kreuz dem Machner Gwyneb, sehr durch Körbe an dir begulisch. Ach, eben tro Pokan Wille, alle lo, Wille lo, alle lo, von Poker Wille, alle lo, Wille lo,
from Rex Harrison, who couldn't sing but was in many musical, and he spoke in key. Like if Claire, if you learn on Puck, next time I come in, I want to hear you singing on Puck.
I think anybody could sing that, actually.
But there you go.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
There you go.
So many text messages. A friend of mine, Jen, does I'm a Little Teapot as her party piece, and it always goes down well. I know you're not a music show, but you need to play Sweet Caroline in full to close the show on this sunny day driving in West Clare, says Brian. Thanks, Brian. Carol says yesterday was Loretta Lynn's 89th birthday.
That's right.
I love Loretta Lynn. I've been to Loretta Lynn's childhood home. I love her so much. My friend and her sister always sing Coal Miner's Daughter after a few drinks. I sent her a WhatsApp saying, hopefully we still know the words when we get out of this COVID prison.
Well, I have a friend whose party piece is Patricia the Stripper.
Oh, now that's very important.
So
gauging your audience.
Oh, yeah.
Gauging your audience. A lot of people find that song very offensive.
Good. Chris will be on in a second.
No, they do.
I know they do. And I know. And I know.
Around it.
And he would do it with full actions. And, you know, and it just, we were at something one night, a function, a work function. Deadly. Absolutely deadly. Different if you're with your family, because they'll forgive you for most things. But if you're at a work do, be really careful about what you choose
audience,
to sing.
If you
you might have an Irish patriotic song. You might have a lot of people from England there as well. You know, the Men Behind the Wire mightn't be the most suitable thing for it. Depends on know your audience. That's very important.
And how do you feel about, you know what I was saying about Sweet Caroline, doing it with no instrumental? I mean, if there's somebody there who can play an instrument, are you better off having them with
now,
you? Or?
This is, if you're going to take it seriously, you need to practice with the accompaniment. There's loads of tracks on YouTube. If you just put in Sweet Caroline karaoke, you'll be able to hear the accompaniment. The worst thing that can happen is when you get a bad accompanist who's plinking along with you, who's trying to find the key for you and trying to help you, and they're ruining it. So you need to be brave and you need to say, Sean, because that's his name, Sean, Sean, put down the guitar because I'll do this on my own. You're fine. Thank you very much. And he'll be putting you off. So unless you're 100%, if you get up to sing at a wedding with the band, you need to be sure.
Oh,
because that can be,
gosh, high risk.
They all start off 1, 2, 3, 4. And then after about a half a second, everybody has dropped out except the guitar player, who's now playing one string, trying to, because you're changing keys. Now, when you're singing a cappella, you can change key a little bit. Nobody really minds. But if you sing with a band, you want to be sure that what you're going to do. So don't run into that wall.
I'm even more scared now. So you need to have practiced. You need to be confident in what you're doing.
But practice makes perfect. Practice at home.
Yes.
Practice in the car. You know, singing a cappella is easier than singing with the band. And timing, you see, the band will want, there could be an instrumental, but you're going to sing Living on a Prayer. It doesn't really work a cappella. It's fine. Everybody will get very excited in the first 30 seconds. But when it gets to the guitar break, there's like too much. That's why ballads work particularly well. Love songs work particularly well.
What about this suggestion? Just sing the first line of a Beatles number, says a listener, and everyone will join in. Do you agree?
Well, yes and no. Yes, I do. But be careful what key you start in. I mean, a great example of that is Hey Jude. Hey Jude is a great song.
Hey Jude. Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you begin to make it better.
Yeah, that's like
trying to
sing along to Islands in the Stream, and everyone thinks, oh, that is a great Camellia. It's not. It's Dolly Parton, and so, she's way up there.
So make sure you start low. If you can't sing high, start low. And if you can't sing low, start high.
Now, your favourite party piece is
Friends in Low Places. Bit of Garth Brooks.
Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong.
But join in when you know. I've been there before.
It's all yours.
And everything is all right. And I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Wave your hands in the air. Now I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just let's get to the chorus. I know we're over time, but let's get to the chorus. Here we go. Come on, Claire, sing along. Let's hear you sing, Claire, please. No, there you see, you're saying no. You're
I'll
ruining it.
I'll have one for you the next time, okay?
Here we go, everybody.
Cause I got friends in low places. Where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
Brian Jennings, think we're going mad.
No, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll step on down to the Oasis. Cause I got
everybody knows it, Claire.
You know, if I was at home, I'd be belting that out. Right, I'm going to the bar. Let's take a break.
51551 Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.